You're with SBS Radio.
Magandang umaga at kasama natin ngayon sa ating programa si Chi De Jesus, ang event designer para sa Tuloy Po Kayo Fashion Expo. Magandang araw sa iyo, Chi.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Annalyn, at sa iyo mga nakikinig.
Una, Chi, paano nagsimula at paano nabuo ang Tuloy Po Kayo?
Nag-umpisa siya around, I think, six weeks ago. Binanggit sa akin ni Michelle Baltazar and Marcus Rivera na there's a certain project that the Philippine Consulate is requesting help for.
Yes.
So, since my background is really in events, so I said yes. And nakatrabaho ko naman dati si Marcus and Michelle sa Mardi Gras International Queen under Flycom. Kaya I said yes, and that I thought it would be an exciting thing to actually help out with the Philippine Consulate.
Mm.
So matapos yun, binigyan kami ng information ng Philippine Consulate. We met with Consul Melanie Diano, and she discussed to us the project. After that, we already toyed with the idea of how we can make it viable for everyone. This effort is actually spearheaded by Plaza Filipino. Plaza Filipino's main aim is to update and make relevant Filipino art and culture, especially for the younger Filipinos, yung mga anak ng mga migrants ng mga of Filipino heritage na nandito na ngayon sa Australia. And we'd like to actually reintroduce to them the culture and see how interesting, colorful, and funky it can be based on what they know at present time. Siyempre, kailangan, gusto namin kasing makita nila kung gaano kaganda at ka-intricate the arts of the Filipinos are.
Mm-mm.
So, nung ginawa namin yung idea for this event, it's basically, ang idea umpisa is to let them into Sydney and show to people what the Filipinos can do. Kaya naisip namin yung Tuloy Po Kayo. Kasi ang components niya ay hindi lang fashion. Meron din mga elements na gawa para sa bahay, katulad ng mga exhibit ng Ramosa Homes. So this event is featuring several works from Filipinos, specifically Ant Hill Fabric Gallery, WNC Tivoli, Ramosa Homes, and the works of Francis Solano. And we thought of as part of the welcoming idea na mayroon ng Pilipino na pinatuloy sa Sydney, we invited Sydney-based Filipino designer Leonardo Salinas to be part of the event para makita rin ng mga manonood or whoever is going to be present during the event that there's really a big possibility for the Filipino artist to thrive in a cosmopolitan setup such as Sydney. So, ganon. So, ang idea is, tuloy po kayo to the event, and ideally, papatuloyin ang Filipino arts and culture into the homes of people who would like to take a piece of that experience to their homes.
In Australia.
In Australia, yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes, ang Tuloy Po Kayo ibig sabihin ay, well, wala siyang direct translation, pero sa English ito ay, welcome, please come in.
Yes, tama. Mm-mm. Napakagandang event ito, ano? Kasi last year it was the 70th year of the Philippines-Australia friendship. Mm-hmm. So, last year isang napakalaking buong taon para sa Filipino arts and culture at para sa Filipino community dahil sa unang pagkakataon ay itinampok sa Art Gallery of New South Wales ang mga gawang Filipino at syempre ang sining ng mga Filipino. At sa tingin ko ito ay pagpapatuloy nun. Tama ba?
Tama ka dyan, Annalyn. At ang maganda pa dito kasi if you look closer into the event, it celebrates not just the Filipino arts and culture but it also promotes upcycling and sustainable fashion.
Mm-mm.
Dahil ang mga ginagamit na materials but to create some of the fashion works ay galing sa mga retaso ng leather, yung mga hindi na ginagamit na pel, etc. to promote zero waste management. Mm-mm. Bukod dun, it also preserves the ethnic weaving loom weaving art na pinapasa ng isang nanay to her children sa Visayas at Mindanao. Yan ay yung paggawa ng tinalak at iba pang fabrics na pinapromote ng Anthill Fabric Gallery.
Mm-mm.
So hindi lang ito nakakatulong na ipromote ang ating kultura, it also helps people get a livelihood. Kumbaga, bumubuhay ito sa mga pamilya, nagkakaroon ng pagkakataon ng mga magulang na padala ang kanilang mga anak sa eskwela. At the same time, tumutulong ito para mabawasan ang waste product sa ating bansa through beautiful things like the accessories done by the Lumago Designs.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to their website, you will see how the women are empowered and they can see beyond their impoverished situation and focus on their talent. Kumbaga, napapagkakitaan nila ang kanilang talento ng pag-create at paggawa ng mga bagay na magaganda at maaaring gamitin, hindi lang sa Pilipinas, pero globally.
Mm-mm.
It could be appreciated around the world because Lumago Designs, I think, has also been to the United Kingdom to promote their designs, and they've been very well appreciated. Maganda yung participation at support na maibibigay ng ating mga kababayan at ang mga interested sa fashion into coming to the event because we'll also provide help for one of the main benefactors, which is ACI Central. ACI Central is a hub for Filipino arts and culture.
Mm-hmm.
So kumbaga, para maging solid, para maging achievable, at maging maganda ang pagpapromote ng ating kultura, they don't have to go anywhere else. There is a center that will help teach our young children and also our migrant Filipinos to reconnect with the Filipino culture. Pwede itong gawing lugar para maging... It's kind of a little cultural center of the Philippines. It's in Blacktown.
Yes. Bago natin pag-usapan kung paano napili yung mga designers at yung mga artists na dadalhin dito sa Fashion Expo na ito. Bakit sa Tramshed? Ito ay malapit sa Central CBD.
Well, siyempre naghanap kami ng mga lugar na maaaring accessible para sa lahat because we're really looking at a multicultural audience.
Mm-mm.
In fact, some of the representative or the VIPs from different consulates will be coming in to the event para po masaksihan nila ang ating mga creations, the fashion creations by these very talented Filipinos. Also, it was later on found out personally, I'm a new immigrant, so nung nagre-research ako, nalaman ko na it's also connected to, it's a historical area. It used to be the base of the trams. It used to be the Roselle tram station, and now it's created into a food area.
Mm-mm.
Where you can still see the old trams. At meron po tayo doon na venue na the Harold Park Community Hall na napili namin na pwedeng gamitin para sa event.
Mm-mm.
Of course, tandaan po natin na this is a community event, so it's a charity event. It has zero funds, kumbaga.
Mm-mm.
So we're working out through sponsorship and those tickets para po magawa natin itong effort na ito para maipakita sa mga tao at ang galing ng Pilipino when it comes to designing and creating.
Mm-mm. Chi, ikaw ang event designer, but sabi mo nga kanina, it's a collaboration of different people to promote the culture at syempre para nga sa pagpapatuloy ng kulturang Pilipino dito sa Sydney.
Tama. Ito ay spearheaded by Plaza Filipino, pero ang katuwang po namin para magawa ito ay ang NARA Incorporated and Adhika together with Flagcom and Friends. So it's really a concerted effort to enliven the Filipino community with activities such as this, especially it's happening during the first week of Philippine Independence Month.
Yes, tama.
Yeah. So parang jump off point ito.
At syempre, dadalhin ng kaganapan na ito ang ilan sa magagaling na alagad ng sining mula sa Pilipinas.
These people are very remarkable when it comes to their thrust to actually not just bring Philippine fashion forward, but also help out in the marginalized sectors of Visayas and Mindanao.
Mm-mm.
To empower the women and allow them to actually have a choice and fend for themselves and bring their children and to provide the children the choice.
Mm-mm.
To either stay in their community to further promote the loom weaving style or to go to school. Isa sa mga remarkable na nabasa ko is, for example, Anya Lim, who graduated from Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, she could have done other efforts outside of Ant Hill Fabric Gallery, but she chose to come back to the Philippines para po tumulong at i-celebrate ang ganda ng kulturang Pilipino, especially in terms of loom weaving na mga fabric na pwedeng gamitin into creating contemporary and relevant items.
Mm-hmm. At sabi mo kanina si Francis Solano. Francis Solano was or had been here
yes.
last year, and he's been around to countries in Asia at mm-hmm. even in the mm-hmm. US promoting sustainable products made from trash. At tumutulong
Correct.
Din siya sa mga kabataan sa bahagi ng Cebu through the mm-hmm. Youth for Livable Cebu. So
yes.
sabi nga ay kultura at pamumuhay talaga ito.
Mm. It's making a living out of fashion.
Tama, in a very, very well in a, said.
Yeah, in a very, very positive and empowering way. It's really choice. It's providing people a choice to make something out of their lives and actually in putting their effort into something that will not just help their community but also the environment.
At ito ay mangyayari sa unang Sabado ng Hunyo.
So, June 2 po ito sa Harold Park Community Hall sa Tram Sheds, Dalgao Way Forest Lodge. It's near Glebe, but kung magagaling po sila ng Central, they can take the light rail and get off sa Jubilee Park stop. Pag-akyat na pag-akyat nila, mismo yung lugar.
Yun na mismo. 5:30 mm-hmm. ng hapon ang simula?
5:30 po ng hapon hanggang mga 8 o'clock. So, but we'll be there earlier because they will be setting up everything and rehearsing with the models. What's also nice about the event is that siguro talaga pong mabait ang Diyos at binigbigyan tayo ng ganitong opportunity dahil during the Sydney Fashion Week, nandito ang one of Asia's top models and Philippines pride na si Jodely Pendre. And she will be walking the runway on that day.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Bukod sa kanya, may iba pang mga modelo. Nararampa.
Well, we've created a multiracial runway. Kasi gusto po natin makita ng asaan ng ating mga manonood, how applicable the fashion and the accessories are to not just Filipinos, but also to all races and heritages.
Hindi importante kung anong kulay.
Oo. Kumbaga, kahit sino pwedeng suotin ito at pwedeng maging maganda sa kanila.
Mm. At para sa mga interesado na dumalo, saan sila maaaring kumuha ng iba pang impormasyon?
So, punta sila sa Facebook at they can type in Philippine Fashion and Cultural Expo.
At lalabas na yan agad. Tuloy po kayo.
Tuloy po kayo Fashion Expo 2018. They can buy their tickets there. It's a fundraiser. Maari din po nilang tawagan si Miss Presy Buclac. It's a PrecyBuclac. Sa numero 0427-893-523. Pwede rin po sila mag-email sa acibookings@gmail.com.
At syempre, ang tuloy po kayo ay isang kaganapan para sa pagsisimula ng paggunita sa 120th taong anibersaryo ng kalayaan ng Pilipinas.
Napakahusay mo, Annelyn. Yes. So this early, actually, would already like to thank everyone who has made efforts to make this show a really good one. To everyone who's helping us, I would like to thank, of course, Adhika, Nara, and Flycom and Friends. I would also like to thank a lot of people. Sorry, I just don't have the list right now, but on top of my head is Style Academy and Makeup School Sydney.
At syempre lahat na nakipag-ugnayan at tumulong.
Yes, maraming salamat kay Consul Melanie Diano for, mm-hmm. for helping us out. And she's been very supportive in all our efforts.
Last na lang ito, Chi. Kung merong
yes,
isang makukuhang aral mula sa pagdalo sa Tuloy Po Kayo Fashion Expo, ano ang aral na ito?
Well, the event is designed to be experiential. So sa mula pagpasok nila sa cocktail area, makikita na nila ang galing ng Pilipino in terms of painting. Pagpunta nila sa exhibit, they will see everything curated by Mr. Albi Prias. And we have a special treat for our non-Filipino guests because Tita Emma Braceros will be teaching them the different steps in doing the Tivoli dance.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Tivoli dance is another very colorful and very lyrical dance because of the bells and the legs and the hip, together with three Miss Philippines Australia ladies. And I guess the takeaway is, as we go forward in creating innovations in terms of fashion, we should never forget that we still have the earth, the place that we live in, to take care of. So it's not an excuse to just move forward and leave the earth behind. What these very good and very remarkable designers are doing is that, aside from making everything contemporary and for a fashion forward, they don't forget that they also have to create sustainable fashion, one that will not lead the earth to ruin in the long run, and zero waste management.
Sa pag-unlad natin, hindi natin kailangan tapakan, no? Sabi mo nga, iwanan ang mundo na ating ginagalawan at kung nasaan
yes,
tayo.
Yes, yes. Because you only have one earth.
Tama. Very well said, Chi De Jesus.
Maraming salamat, Annalyn.
Maraming salamat sa iyo at all the best sa Tuloy Po Kayo Fashion Expo.
Thank you. sbs.com.au